Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Something where you kind of realize maybe your younger years, I don't know if you were as accepted for doing some of that stuff. And now it seems like it's a little bit more embraced. You know, people gravitate to it a little bit more. The narrative changes around that. Do you notice that?
Yeah, I mean, that's told you guys that I try and not get too high, not get too low, which is something that I was not doing early on in my career. But, you know, early on in my career, yeah, it's looked as cocky, immature. Now it's moxie. He's a dog. So it's same different day. Just as long as you play well, they change the narrative. But you just got to be yourself, and I've always been like that.
Baker Mayfield leading the show today, Diesel, on this Thursday edition of Wire to Wire. And boy, did he make an interesting point there, or what? We start at around the NFL on this absolute loaded show for you, Tolos. We have a lot to get into today. Speaking of the NFL, this weekend, the storylines, we've got several to highlight. We have the state segment coming up at 3:22. Also, Gordy Rush, sideline reporter for LSU, coming up at 4:22 as well. We have Clay Hendricks. We have the Tolo Takeover at 5 o'clock. And I tell you, Diesel, a jam-packed show. We mean it today. But around the NFL we go as we now enter Week 6. The NFL Week 6 kicks off tonight. Potential really good game on the horizon, a division game tonight. But before we get into this weekend's games and the biggest storylines this weekend, Diesel, I thought Baker Mayfield in that audio brought up a really intriguing point about when he wasn't good, he was cocky. But now that he's really good, he's got moxie, he's confident. You know, I hadn't necessarily thought of it that way.
Well, it's amazing how narratives change, right? When you're successful, it's seen one way. When you're not successful, it's seen another way. But maybe it's just my immature brain that never grew up past the age of 14. But completely out of context, the way that question was asked, maybe the first 15 seconds of that clip, sounded a little bit funny to me. Can we play that again?
Yeah. I've got it right here. And by the way, this was Baker Mayfield, in case you missed it, the reporter asking him about the journey of his career. Maybe.
Is there something where you kind of realize maybe your younger years, I don't know if you were as accepted for doing some of that stuff, and now it seems like it's a little bit more embraced. You know, people gravitate to it a little bit more. The narrative changes around that. Do you notice that?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It was a weird weird way to ask the question, right?
You got into some weird stuff in your younger years. Maybe wasn't all that accepted socially. What do you think about that now? And speaking of immature, Stoneman just came in here and flipped us off.
Wow, what a great timing on that, right? Great timing.
Know, yeah.
So here, one more time, here was Baker's answer. If you had just tuned into the show, we're going around the NFL to start this very first segment. But to your point, Diesel, a little bit of a strange worded question. But, man, I saw this audio. I heard this audio earlier today, and I just thought, man, this is fitting to lead the show as we go around the NFL. Here was Baker's answer.
That's, I told you guys that I try and not get too high, not get too low, which is something that I was not doing early on in my career. But, you know, early on in my career, yeah, it's looked as cocky, immature. Now it's moxie. He's a dog. So it's same, different day. Just as long as you play well, they change the narrative. But you just got to be yourself, and I've always been like that.
And, man, did he hit the nail on the head right there? As long as you play well, they'll change the narrative.
Is that not dead on? Think right here in our area in Charlotte. When Cam Newton was riding high and he was winning football games, all of his antics were seen as fun and energetic and effervescent. And then he started losing. And then it all turned around. The narrative changed completely on Cam.
Yeah, you're right. It's all about, to your point a minute ago, how successful you are. And now we'll get into it. Baker Mayfield is one of these storylines that I put down, and that's where we're going in this first segment, Diesel. Not only the games this weekend, but the storylines this weekend that we find most intriguing. I've got it listed as six, but we'll start with Baker because we had that audio. We're all of a sudden having the conversation, and I know I brought Dak Prescott out the other day, but when you talk about MVP, Baker Mayfield is in this conversation, Diesel. And for him to find this home in Tampa Bay to elevate his team the way they – and just remember, a few years removed from a Super Bowl, this team is, and the consistent level of play, Baker Mayfield's playing at MVP status.
I guarantee you there were a lot of Bucs fans when they found out that their franchise had traded for Baker Mayfield to replace Tom frickin' Brady.
Yep.
They're like, oh, God, Baker.
Yeah.
God, Baker sucked in Cleveland. He sucked in Carolina. He was okay in L.A. He didn't get a lot of time to learn the playbook. But they were like, oh, my God, Baker Mayfield's coming here. And then they're like, yes, Baker Mayfield is coming here. I mean, he's got 1,200 yards, just shy of 1,300 yards. He's the fourth best quarterback in the NFL in that that statistic. 10 touchdowns on the season. Just one interception. He's just playing really, really good football.
He's playing an elite level right now. They're 4-1. He has a completion percentage of 65.1, over 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns, one interception, man. Like, this guy's taking care of the football. He does have that charisma. He does have that confidence. And of course, I'm going to be biased, Diesel, toward Dak Prescott because I'm a Cowboys fan, and they play in Charlotte Sunday, and I'm wearing my Cowboys gear today. But Baker Mayfield, you can't deny what he's doing. To be able to... to your point, replace Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback ever. It's phenomenal. So one storyline this weekend, Baker's play continuing at an elite level. I've got five other storylines as well. We start tonight in the NFL, Diesel, though, a divisional game. Giants, Jackson Dart, making his third start now as the Giants QB. Plus, you have this Philadelphia storyline, right? The Eagles lost their first game last week to the Broncos. A.J. Brown's posting Bible verses because he's not getting targets. He's upset. There's some tension. The offense hadn't been playing well in Philadelphia despite having a 4-1 record. Tonight's game, while the Giants may not be good, tonight's game's big. It's a divisional game in the NFC East. Diesel, in any game in the division, with Jackson Dart trying to turn the ship of this franchise around, it's a big game tonight.
If you could only watch one, would you watch that game or would you watch some of the college football being played tonight?
There is not a college game that completely jumps off the page to me.
Well, I'll be watching just because it's my upset pick.
True. No, here's why. I'm a Cowboys fan, and with the Giants and Eagles both being in my division, I'll be locked into that one. Okay. If it weren't a NFC East game, it might be a different story. But A.J. Brown getting back right, getting the targets, getting the Eagles to rebound after a loss to the Broncos. I think that'll be really interesting as well. Tolo, I want to hear from you during this segment as we go around the NFL at 844-326-3663. Hub City Spartan Burgers text line is open as we want to hear your thoughts on the NFL. Speaking of the Cowboys, Diesel, another big storyline this weekend is the roller coaster of Bryce Young and the Panthers continue. Up, down, up, down. Last week they were up, which means Does that mean they're going to be down? I don't know what to think about this Panthers
team. Here's the thing. They've reached the point now, Cole, where they're both up and down in the same game. Right? I mean, I know that 2 weeks ago they were up when they blanked the Falcons. But you look back the game prior to that, they were awful for the first half, and then they were amazing for the second half. So then they played an amazing game, start to finish, both sides of the ball against the Falcons. They follow that up last week with a really down first half against the Dolphins, and then they're really up for the second half. I don't know what to make of this team. I don't know. It's like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Which side is going to win?
No, you're right. I agree with you on that. It doesn't matter how much football you watch. You can kind of just look at this Carolina Panthers team and think, hard to figure out. Hard to label.
Like always always in the game, always out of it too.
Right.
You never know.
How do you label this Carolina Panthers team? How do you categorize them? How do you describe them, Diesel? I think that's a challenge. Now, I will say, I think Cowboys-Panthers Sunday's intriguing, obviously, with us being in the Carolinas, having a lot of Panther fans, a lot of Cowboy fans as well. I believe the Carolina Panthers are starting to play better, especially with the run game. You saw what Rico Dowdle did last week. He's coming home, back home, figuratively and literally, Diesel.
Because you're going to flip him off?
I hope so. He's from that area, originally from Gaffney, moved up to the North Carolina area, like 8th, 9th grade season, something like that. So he's from that area. I think he'll be playing with a chip on his shoulder Sunday. Here's what I look at, though. And you asked me yesterday about this off the air. Dallas's defense is atrocious. Talking about giving up the most yards per game than any other team in the NFL, Diesel. Carolina's offense, we don't look at them as like knocking the socks off, but they're an offense that showed you last week they've got some weapons. It's just a matter of them consistently putting it together. I think that matchup, Dallas's horrendous defense against Carolina's offense that's still trying to figure things out, led by Bryce Young, I think that's the storyline to watch Sunday.
So let's just pretend for a moment that the Dallas Cowboys come into Charlotte and they lose.
Yeah.
They would not have lost to a very respected team in the sense that most people probably don't have a whole lot of respect for the Carolina Panthers. How would you feel? Would you feel a little extra bummed out if they lost to the Panthers? Or do you have enough faith in the Carolina Panthers turnaround that you would say, okay, well, this is just another notch in that belt? You know, this is just another rung on that ladder of their turnaround. And Dallas lost. If Dallas loses to the Panthers, you would say, yeah, it just bums me out the normal amount we lose.
No, I can't go option two. I've got to go option one because two things. Number one, Dallas is playing for its season at 2-2-1. If you go 2-3-1, you start having the conversation, Diesel, about the season being over. That's number one. Number two, would I give Carolina credit? Sure. When I put a notch in their belt of them turning this franchise around, no, here's why. Dallas is the better team. Dallas has Dak Prescott and George Pickens. CeeDee Lamb's hurt. We still know that he's not going to be a go Sunday. But Dak Prescott is light years better than Bryce Young. You should win the game. You've been in this league for how many years now, Diesel, for Dak Prescott? All these years, Dak Prescott's been in the league. I know the defense is bad, but the offensive line's really good. Javonte Williams has been really good. The Cowboys, in my mind, just don't have an excuse to answer your question. They've got the better quarterback. They've got the better weapons. You don't have an excuse if you're Dallas. So if you lose, you give Carolina credit, but I'm not giving Dallas an excuse.
To be fair, I don't think the Carolina Panthers are going to win this football game. I see them as getting down early the way they've done twice already.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I don't know that they'll be able to claw back enough against this Dallas team.
I don't know that they will. Again, I think a lot of it has to do with their run game. Can they get Rico? I don't think Rico repeats what he did last week to that extent, but Rico's going to be a big part of it. That run game's going to be a big part of it, Diesel, as well. Let's ask this question when you talk about around the NFL before we get to some matchup stats and angles to watch. What do we make, big picture, of Sunday's matchup between the Rams and the Ravens? If the Rams win the game Sunday, Diesel, the Baltimore Ravens will be 1-5. And I know Lamar Jackson's dealing with a hammy, but he hadn't been dealing with a hammy all year. They weren't good before his injury. If the Baltimore Ravens go to 1-5 and the Rams win, it's more about the Ravens than it is the Rams. While the Rams are still a formidable team, I just look at this potential 1-5 start, Diesel, by the Baltimore Ravens and think, you've got Lamar. I know he's hurt.
Yep.
Recently, you've got Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. You've got Zay Flowers. You've got a guy with the last name Harbaugh coaching your team. 1-5, like we talked about it a couple weeks ago with the Chiefs hitting the panic button. This would be disastrous for Baltimore.
Yeah, you can't go down. I mean, the season is over at that point. This is a team that's built to be really good. I think I even picked them to make the Super Bowl before the season started. Obviously, that's gone terribly wrong. Shows how much I know about the NFL. But man, this would be just. How do you claw back from it? If you're that team, if you're Lamar Jackson, do you sort of check out over the course of the season? We know that, you know, he is not always the most positive player. He's not always, you know, Mr. Come on, guys, let's turn this thing around.
He's not. But you know what? Ultimately, to me, they've got way too much talent on that football team. Way too much talent to be in the position that they're in. And I know a hamstring is a hamstring, but goodness gracious, they were bad before the hamstring. You also have the brand new Joe Flacco, Diesel, starting on Sunday in a interesting turn of events for Cincinnati versus a well-rested Green Bay team. Green Bay coming off of a bye. And then one more storyline that kind of goes back to tonight's game with Jackson Dart and the Giants, Diesel, against the Philadelphia Eagles. I know that the Eagles are the better football team. I know that the Giants aren't a great football team. But Ole Miss quarterback, Jackson Dart, now the starter. Tonight will be game three. What I think, Diesel, is so fascinating about this is he won his first start, right? They lost last week. If they lose tonight and continue to go on to lose this season, and we see that a quarterback change from Russell Wilson to Jackson Dart only bought them one more win, is it really a quarterback issue? I'm not a big fan of Russell, but I'm just saying maybe if they lose and go on to continue to lose, maybe it's time for Brian Daboll to take a hard look in the mirror that it's more than just the quarterback.
Well, is that not entirely too much pressure to put on a rookie quarterback in Jackson Dart? I mean, come on. We don't put that kind of pressure.
To turn your franchise around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, it is.
That is way too much. I mean, look, he's 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. It's so early to put any kind of pressure on Jackson Dart to have this thing figured out.
And that's why it's so hard, because Diesel, we you and I have had this conversation how many times? Let's take the Washington Commanders, for example, right? The Washington Commanders start Jaden Daniels. So you've got Jaden Daniels, who comes in as a rookie, lights the league on fire, Diesel. And then on the other hand, you look at a franchise like New York, who's a horrible football team. They bring in Jackson Dart. To your point, now the Giants have the expectations that this one player is supposed to turn a franchise around, because we've seen Jaden Daniels do it, because we've seen few other rookie quarterbacks come in and make immediate impacts. And now all of a sudden, going back to what you just asked, you have this huge amount of unfair expectations that will either make or break Jackson Dart's career. And it's just, it's wild to think.
It's funny, though, as we, the media, fans, other players, they put tremendous pressure on young quarterbacks to come in and be really good right away. Isn't it funny how we're also seeing this move of, well, guys go somewhere, they struggle for a couple of years, they get traded somewhere else, and all of a sudden they're pretty good.
Yeah, like a Baker.
We're seeing it and more often, right? So maybe we just need to give these guys a little more time to figure it out. I say it all the time, you shouldn't be starting a game in the NFL until you're at least halfway through your rookie season. You shouldn't be starting a game in your rookie year at all, but hey, that's the world that we live in. We want that instant gratification. We want that light switch flip to go from the crusty old veteran who can't get it over the line of scrimmage to the young guy who's going to come in and fix everything.
And ultimately, the reason for that is, Diesel, is because people's jobs unfortunately depend on it, right? Like Brian Daboll is coaching for his job. Brian Daboll has to make a decision that we're going to bench Russell Wilson, we're going to start Jackson Dart. In his heart of hearts, does he believe Jackson Dart's going to make the playoffs? No. But I guess you have to if you're Brian Daboll and you're on the verge of getting canned, which I think you might get canned this year. You have to make a decision of, okay, do I want to do what's right for the player? Or do I want to do what's right for my job? My job's on the line because of Russell Wilson and his inability to win football games.
What do you think Daboll has to achieve just to kick the can down the road and get himself another year?
And what's happening right now, and what I mean is, to answer your question, Dart come in, look good, win a few games they're not supposed to win, knock off a team they're not supposed to knock off the Cowboys in their second matchup, a division team, something like that, Diesel, to where you see improvement. I think that's a great conversation about how does Daboll kick the can down the road. It's tough. I ultimately think he still gets canned this year. But that is, think about it, that's his job right now. His job right now is to do exactly what you said and kick the can, prolong that life as long as he can.
His job is to save his job.
It is.
It's like a politician who stops doing their job, you know, a year before it's election day so that they can focus all their time on getting reelected.
You've got to do what you can do. You've got to do what you can do, and Jackson Dart gives him a better chance. So real quick, before we get into some explanation on the Upset Picks Challenge, a few stats and angles to watch this weekend. Eagles offensive line tonight versus the Giants pass rush. The Eagles have allowed the ninth most pressures in the league so far. The Giants pass rush win rate is about 54.1%. When you look at some other notable stats this weekend, Colts versus the Cardinals, Jonathan Taylor leading the league in rushing yardage, among leaders in yards after contact and missed tackles forced. The Cardinals, meanwhile, are one of the best teams in EPA per rush allowed and rush success rate allowed. Seahawks, Jags, Diesel, we saw Monday night or Sunday night. Was it Monday or Sunday? Trevor, it was Monday.
It was Monday.
Yep. Trevor, Kansas City, stumbling his way into the end zone. Now they're playing Seahawks on Sunday. Seahawks wide receiver core versus Jacksonville. Jackson Smith and Jigba of Seattle putting up huge numbers among league leaders in receiving yards, routes run, but Jacksonville, on the other hand, has one of the top coverage grades on defense, strong in EPA per pass play allowed. So some really interesting storylines this weekend. I love the NFL this season. I think we've seen some of the best parity storylines, statistics, and maybe some wild cards that we weren't expecting, especially with the Chiefs and the Ravens. But ultimately, it's going to be a lot of fun. Diesel, do you mind if we explain the Upset Picks Challenge to Kev?
Yeah, let's do it. Kev, I assume you're talking about Kevin Ramsey.
Yes, he has not played yet.
Kevin Ramsey, this is a challenge that goes every week over the course of the college football season. You're getting into it a little bit late, but that's okay, right? It's an Upset Picks Challenge. Your goal is to call an outright upset in college football. So what you do is you go on ESPN.com, click on the scores page or even on the schedule page on NCAA football, and you can see all the games between FBS teams that have spreads on them. Find one of those games that you think the betting underdog will win the game outright, and then you text us at 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663, your name, your game, and the spread. The goal is at the end of the season to have as many points as you can possibly have. So you kind of want to ride that balance between the easy picks, the 2.5, 3.5 pointers, and the really hard ones that are unlikely to hit, like those 15, 16, 25 point spreads, even though they do hit from time to time. You can get into the challenge at any time over the course of the season. Your goal at this point of the season, well, work your way up into the top 25. And if you can do that, you've had a pretty good back half of the year. We'll get into a little bit later on, but when we come back, we're going to talk Gamecocks football with Jordan Kay of the State newspaper. We do it every other week with Jordan Kay. The odd weeks we have on Chapel Fowler of the State newspaper. And in the next segment, we're going to talk Gamecocks with Jordan Kay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.